transmission.
All right, here we go. It is 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm standing in my garage. As the door goes up, I reach into my car, grab my garage door opener so that we can get back in, and I am leaving my house, closing the garage door behind me. And my God, it is still pretty damn warm out here. We're doing something a little bit different today. It's still windy out here too. That I did not expect. Yeah, so I know you're all tired of me talking about football, football, football. The World Cup, the World Cup, the World Cup. And it was a million degrees again today. It was, well, maybe not a million, but only about four magnitudes, orders of magnitude less than that. And it was 100 degrees today. Nobody needs that. I don't need that. You don't need that. And I've been trapped in my house forever. I haven't been getting any exercise. So I thought, let's go out at midnight. Maybe it'll be cool enough then. It is just shortly after midnight here, local time. And I am out walking around the block. My knee is a little funny, but it's gonna snap back into place any second here. I am looking for buns. I've been driving a little bit at night. Oh, and wait, here's that weird damp spot. About 100 meters up the street from my house, there's this really bizarre... What is causing this? There's this really bizarre spot on the street that is just wet. There's just a little water right here. This is bizarre. Why is this happening? And I noticed it a few days ago. And I thought, why is the street wet right here? It hasn't rained. Nobody's got their sprinklers on or anything like that. I have a feeling that water is seeping up out of the ground. And you know what? There's a fire hydrant right there, just a couple yards away. I wonder if that water main is leaking, which in turn causes the erosion under the street. And, you know, makes cars fall through the concrete. And now, since they fixed all this stuff, I wonder if water is seeping up right there. God, I'm beginning to think that this is the case. But I have continued on. I am still walking. Walking up the hill. And that was my knee. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's coming back. Oh, man. Yowza. That kind of hurts. My knee won't pop. It needs to pop. Anyway, before I got distracted by all this other stuff, what I wanted to say was, being as it's so hot and I can't go out during the day, I've been going to the grocery store late at night. And as I've been driving around, I've been seeing rabbits. And even, wait, was that last night or two nights ago? I saw a raccoon crossing the street in front of me. And I had to slow down and I said, okay, Mr. Snood, here comes the wind. Bad wind up here. We got some really bad wind at the top of the hill here. Maybe this wasn't a good idea coming out here. The other day when it was super, super windy, the wind went away late at night. So let's turn to go down this street here, and maybe the church will block the wind. Yeah, there's much less wind already, but I'm not finding any buns. I'm still looking for bunny rabbits. Maybe we should have waited and gone out later, like at 2 a.m. I'm looking around and I'm not seeing any dudes. And this is about the time of year, well, actually, not really. Later in the summer, the rabbits like to congregate under the streetlights. I've never been able to figure it out why they engage in that behavior. You know, presumably so other rabbits can see them. Hi, I'm your mate. I'm over here. But, oh, like I said, usually that comes later in the summer. And I always thought heat had something to do with it. So I'm sort of thinking, well, since it's been so hot, since we're having, you know, the middle of August weather right now, 100 degree temps, maybe the rabbits will be out under the streetlights. I am not seeing any. But we are getting a lot more wind. This is not good. I do not like having to ride the gain levels. That goes against my philosophy of sound recording. You do not ride the level. And I have learned from the best. And that's what they teach. Smells interesting right here. Somebody must be doing their laundry. Because it's that weird, we need to put perfume in our soap kind of thing. Oh, and walking down this hill is kind of weird on my knee. There we go. Do 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 do. Okay. Oh, ow. Wind. The worst part of this is that I have to do it by feel. It's dark. I can't see anything. I can't tell what knobs I'm turning. So if the audio is really messed up, you only have one person to blame. Our little Tobster. God, and that laundry stink is getting strong. The wind is blowing right in my face. All the phosphates in the air from the laundry detergent are attacking me, and I can feel those phosphates burning into my skin. I'm beginning to realize that this was a bad idea. It's just because it's dark doesn't mean that it's cool. I don't know what the temperature is. High 70s? Low 80s? Yeah, it's about, well, it's right around there. It's right around 80. I would say between 78 and 80. And it's too hot. I'm halfway around the block. Is this the chicken house? Yes, this is the chicken house. Are there chickens in there? The chickens are sleeping in their chicken hut. And the wind comes up. And my knee hurts. And didn't there used to be a tree or something right here? Did they tear it out? I haven't been walking around the block in a while, apparently. Okay, now we're down here on Parkview Drive. Where's our buns? Where's our dudes? Where's all my nighttime friends? Oh, the wind is really coming up. My knee is really starting to hurt. My back is stinging. My arms are stinging. This was not a good idea. It is still way too hot for me to be out walking around. Ow. It's about a mile around my block, or about 1.8 kilometers. I just pulled that number out of nowhere. I do not actually know how many kilometers it is around my block, or miles. That's about a mile, because my block is not really a single block. My neighborhood is a little bit messed up. Planning wise, it's not exactly on a grid. So there's little streets that go nowhere, and you got to avoid them all. So I walk around what I like to refer to as the greater block. Ow. Hey, look at this. The Manchester United house got a paint job and a new driveway. I call it the Manchester United house because when I first moved into this neighborhood, whoever was living there was a Manchester United fan, and they would fly a Manchester United flag on game day. That house is a rental. And if I remember correctly, I was under the suspicion that Creighton students lived there, because they had all kinds of weird plates, license plates, in the driveway on their cars, right? When I say Creighton students, I do refer to Creighton University, one of the universities here in town. Creighton University is a Jesuit college downtown. And you've probably seen them playing basketball on TV. If you are a college basketball fan, I'm not. But yeah, you can see Creighton on TV. Basketball is their sport. And they're usually pretty good. And that's their claim to fame. The Creighton Blue Jays. Oh my God. This is not good. Gotta get home. Gotta get into some cold water. An airplane flies above me, overhead. It's kind of a strange place for an airplane to be that low, but, you know, what do I know? What do I know? Not a damn thing. Oh. Oh. My knee is a little weird. But anyway, we're about to make the turn. We're about to make the turn off of Parkview Drive. And we're going to go up this street. What a street is this? I don't even know. Is it Spalding? But this is where the raccoons like to get into the storm drains. Any raccoons in the storm drains tonight? I didn't see any. But that doesn't mean that there aren't any. The raccoons, they love the storm drains around here. They're so fun. Storm drains are extremely fun. I know this from personal experience. I used to love playing in the storm drains with my friend Booper. You've heard all about Booper. Well, we used to live in the storm drains, especially in the summer when it got really hot. You know, our various parents would kick us out of the house. Get out of the house. It's a nice day. It'd be super hot. We'd walk around to complain about the heat. And then be like, oh, well, let's go to the tunnel. The tunnel was a very major storm drain that emptied into the creek that was in our neighborhood. This would be Coal Creek. And, oh man, we knew that storm drain like the back of our hands. And the irony is the first half a dozen times I ever went through the tunnel, I did it without any light source. We would just walk through it, it's pitch black. But it doesn't matter. And that storm drain, it went under a couple of major streets, and it went for about, I should measure this sometime. I should get out a map and measure. It went all the way to Maple Street, and then it came out near the House of Trains, next door to the House of Trains, one of my dad's favorite stores, a model railroading store. And it ran diagonally. It was at least a mile long. And boy, oh boy, did we spend a lot of time in there, just chilling out. There was a couple rooms in there, too. Once you walked in the first 100 meters, there was this big, boxy, square room. We would just sit there and hang out. And there was a couple of drains into the room, and so there would be a little bit of sunlight coming in. And I could tell you hilarious stories about hanging out in there. But I won't. But anyway. Oh. The one thing about the tunnels, that's how we tested anybody. To see if they had the metal. To see if they had the fortitude to be able to hang out with us. It's the first thing we did. Take them to the tunnel. If you can handle that, you're going to be able to handle just about everything else we do. Yeah, and we used to take girls in there. For all the obvious reasons. And that was always fun. Oh. There was one time, and this was a hoot. Me and Booper, we had a couple of girls down in the tunnel. And we were canoodling in that first room. And we were also talking and stuff. We might have had a radio or a boombox down in there with us. I can't remember. But we were making enough noise that somebody who was walking along the sidewalk could hear us. They could hear the sound coming out of the drains, right? In the gutter. And somebody just shouted, "Hey, you sewer rats!" I'm back in my garage. I'm back at my house. And ever since then, we called ourselves the sewer rats and stuff like that. Even though this is not a sewer, this is in fact a storm drain. And if you don't know the difference, well, I can't help you. Other than to say, this is America, not the third world. We do not have open sewers in America. You couldn't get into a sewer if you tried. Well, I mean, if you tried, if you were really dedicated, you might be able to get into a sewer, but you wouldn't want to. A sewer is not a place a human being wants to be. Hi, Pippa. What are you doing? Being a baby? Yes. Okay, so anyway, we were down in the tunnel in that first big room. Really, it wasn't big, but I mean, for being an underground room in a storm drain, then yeah, it's kind of big. We could stand up in it. I mean, we could stand up in the tunnel for the first 100 meters or so. Then we'd have to hunch down a little bit and walk the next section. The last section was the narrowest. We sort of had to squat over and duck walk. But anyway, I'm getting beyond. I'm getting off topic because my brain is cooked. I'm way overheating. This is not good. I'm breaking out in cholinergic urticaria. Mastocytosis is a bitch. And it's time for some emergency cooling features. So, into the bathroom we go. turn on the cold water. All right, so where are we in the story here? We're down in the tunnel with a couple of girls, one of which is Lori Klavan. And somebody walks by, hears us, and shouts down into the storm drain, "Hey, you freaking sewer rats," except they didn't say freaking. And we laughed. We thought that was hilarious. So, time goes by. I don't know how much time. I don't remember if that was the same summer or if it was like a year later, but sometime later, me and Booper were down in the tunnel, again in this room, and suddenly we hear a voice shouting down from the street, but at this time it's a female voice. "Hey, you freaking sewer rats!" And it was Lori Klavan and a couple of her friends. And we just laughed and laughed and laughed. Oh yeah, you can bring that story up around Booper anytime and he will laugh and laugh and laugh also. We were having fun that day. And look who just came into the bathroom. It's Pippa. Hi, Pippa. You want to get in the cold bathtub with me? It's nice cold water. "No," says Pippa. Pippa only likes to get in the bathtub when there's no water in it. She'll just sit in there. It's kind of bizarre. Actually, it's not that bizarre. I know why she does it. In the summer, she likes to sit in the bathtub because it's cool. It's, you know, a nice... presumably, this is metal that's coated in ceramic or something. So it stays nice and cool. In the winter... you know, I take a lot of hot baths to stay warm. And then after I drain the tub, there's a lot of residual heat still in the bathtub. And so Pippa will then get in the bathtub just to enjoy the warmth. So she's not super clear on what this bathtub business is all about. Well, actually she is. She has had many baths, but she probably hasn't had a bath in like 4, maybe even 5 years now. Because when she was a kitten, she wasn't quite eating the right food, and she did not expel her waste solidly. And being as she's a very long-haired cat, there was always some, you know, cleanup required, and so... poor Pippa, she had to have a lot of kitty butt baths, and she did not like that. But once we got her food straightened out, then we haven't had to do that anymore. So that's good. No more kitten baths. But one thing Pippa does hate, she'll get up here on the edge of the tub and sit here with me as the tub fills up. But if one drop of water splashes up and hits her, she'll go running out of the bathroom. Because we don't like kitty waters. But I am enjoying this tobe water, this very nice cold water. And I think we're starting to arrest my condition. Mastocytosis, it's such a bitch. It's not your best entertainment value. My technique won't be defeated. I'm trying to throw in the rest of my catchphrases, but I can't think of anything that rhymes. Oh. Starting to go a little loopy, but I think I'm coming around. I think I'm coming around a little bit. So you know what else I'm going to do? I'm now going to stretch my legs out. Oh yeah, in the cold water. Woo, that's shocking. Am I starting to neutralize? As soon as I start to neutralize, I have to warm the water up. I realize this sounds weird and counterintuitive, but having a reaction to cold is as bad as having a reaction to hot. And so when I'm too hot, I jump in the cold water. But as soon as I start to neutralize, I have to warm the water up. Otherwise, I'll have a cold reaction. So yeah, we're going to start doing that now. So what we do here now is we slowly bring the water back up to like body heat or close to it. Actually a little bit below. And that'll sort of reset me and get me back to normal so that when I get out of the bathtub, I don't feel hot. If that doesn't make any sense, try this sometime. Get in the shower, take a cold shower, and when you get out, you will feel hot because, you know, the comparative ambient temperature to the water that you just got out of, duh. Inversely, if you get out of a hot bathtub or a hot shower, you feel cold. So that's what I now need to do. If I were to get out of the bathtub while the water was still cold, I would feel hot and I would go into a heat reaction again. So now I gotta slowly but surely heat the water up so that it's warm enough that when I get out, I do not feel hot and I feel cool instead. Yeah, you didn't think that it was this complicated to take a bath, did you? Well, in my house, we don't do anything that it isn't complicated. More complicated means more better. Levels of complexity. Keep yourself busy. Do something crazy. I'm gonna try to lean back a little bit here. Yeah, that's good, but my back is itchy. This is not the best plan. Am I doing this right? Maybe I should have started to warm the water up a little bit earlier. Get my elbows in there. There we go. Alright, so. Where are we with this? Is it time to turn off the water? You know, not quite yet. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna get my hair off my neck. That's bothering the hell out of me. Ooh. That's the one downside to having really long hair. It will insulate you in the summer. And that's why I always wear my hair up and stuff over my head. Oh, look who came back. It's Dip-em-a-dupums. Hi, baby. Who's a good kitty? Oh, did you get a drip? Oh, I gotta watch out for those drips. Don't want to get any drips on a kitty. What are you doing? I just filled your bowl up with water before I left. Why are you drinking out of the bathtub? Oh, it's fun water. It's tobe soup. Let's have some tobe soup. Is that what you're doing? Crazy cat. I just filled up her water bowl. Not even 30 minutes ago. Like 28 minutes ago. But instead of going down to drink the yummy fresh kitty water in the kitty water bowl, here's my cat. I was trying to record her. She's drinking water out of the bathtub. As I sit here, what are you doing? I keep trying to stick the mic in her face. She keeps looking at me like, what are you doing? So anyway. Yeah. How am I doing? I think I'm stabilizing well. That's good news. And what's my cat doing? Oh, now she's standing up on the side of the tub and drinking the bath water. Crazy kitty. Crazy cats, but that's what cats do. They do wacky stuff, and that's why they're cats. Hooray. And what am I doing? Well, I gotta think about getting out of here. Pippa, you're gonna have to move, and you're gonna have to look out, because I'm gonna drip when I stand up. You have been listening to... Oh, I can't get up with her sitting there. There we go. The Dupe. Ah. Just fell in the bathtub. Ow, my knee. Son of a bitch. I'm laying on the floor and...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...